Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Girl, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
That's a little bit there from the late, great Stevie Ray. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend, Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com. is where you'll find all the things that Joel writes about, all the things he's up to, his books. You can find his films at StarThrower.com, which I encourage you to check out. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire. Innovation at the Verge is his last one, right, Joel? Did I get that right?
Yes, right.
You'll be so glad when you have a chance to check that out.
And I should put in here that StarThrower is having a big sale of my stuff this summer. So if you want to get a good price, now is the time.
Sounds good. And of course, Joel's books, folks. Whatever Joel does, you'll be smarter when you consume anything that Joel does. Joel, let's talk about this device that's sucking carbon dioxide out of the air. You know, you're worrying me a little bit because I have to have carbon dioxide. I need some levels of carbon dioxide.
You don't. But your plants.
I mean, your oxygen has to. You need some level, don't you?
In yourself? No. I could. If you remember, the Apollo was initially all completely rich as oxygen only.
Yeah, that's right.
So I could put you in an oxygen
only.
My plants
need carbon dioxide.
Your plants need carbon dioxide big time. And now here's what's interesting. So the company's called Climeworks. CLIMEWORKS. So it's Climate Works, just shortened. And they have developed a carbon capture system that is efficient. And that's been the big deal is, you know, can you do it so that you can make money on it? And their system is so efficient that they can, already they've got sources. They've got one up in Zurich that just started running May 31st. And what it does is it has fans that suck in the air, in this case, extremely high carbon dioxide laden air from a plant,
mm-hmm.
not a green plant. A manufacturing plant,
mm-hmm.
and it captures it in a sponge-like material, and the sponge-like material basically fills up, so it can't capture anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, they turn off the fans, they close the box, so suppose they're holding these sponges, they heat it up to 212 degrees, and all the CO2 in its purest form comes just raining out of those sponges, and then they capture that to be resold. Or reused. In this case, they're going to be reused. There's a greenhouse that literally located itself close to this thing so they can get that CO2 to stimulate those green plants. You're darn right.
It's like giving you and me 100% oxygen.
Exactly right. Now, the greenhouse pays for having CO2 delivered to them in big tankers.
Yeah.
Now, they're just a pipe leading over there.
Right.
They're also going to be selling it for soda pop.
Wow.
You know, the bubbly water.
Wow.
So they actually have found two marketplaces already.
So are they compressing this?
Yeah.
Somehow they're compressing the CO2? Because,
you
know, we talk about CO2 being weighing thousands of tons and things like that. It's hard to imagine the air we breathe weighing something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. By the way, the numbers are billions of tons of CO2 are floating around. So there's a lot to harvest. But here's the point. All of a sudden, we have a system that can actually make a difference in beginning to take the CO2 out. Now, by the way, you'll need a couple hundred thousand of them going around the planet to kind of clear things out.
Right.
But we've got hundreds of thousands of things around the planet doing stuff anyway. So the number isn't even a scary number.
Right.
But now here it hooks back to our nuclear folks. Remember we said that the nuclear produces heat as well as the electricity?
Right.
Well, what are we going to do with that heat? We're going to use that to produce the 212
degrees. 212
degrees
for the... how about that?
So now you put the nukes with the carbon capture with the plants.
String them together.
Of a sudden, we have a highly efficient, synergistic relationship that's better than things we've ever had before. And we go from, what are we going to do, to, boy, did that ever work nice.
And all from technology transfer and commercial innovation.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Yeah.
This is, and see the
and all of it without and all of it without one overbearing regulation from the government.
No, but there was one thing that was, and that is the people who built this CO2 thing firmly believe that the CO2 is a problem, and so they put their money where their mouth.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. And, you know, the people who are developing new innovations. You know, look, you know my attitude about global warming, about climate change. I believe that humans are having an impact on,
yep,
on that. I just disagree with how we go about fixing it,
yep,
with a lot of people. Okay, so quickly, that's a great report, but quickly, we got to talk about this drone that catches things.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Somebody, you know, we've all seen drones fly around. They basically have four propellers all on the same plane.
Yep.
This guy, these researchers turned them as if they were on around a globe, and so they all have different angles. And with the propellers at different angles, it can fly to any point in space with perfect efficiency. And all I do is say, tell your listeners, go to your website, get the YouTube show,
yep,
and watch this thing do things that seemingly are impossible.
Including catching a ball that you throw at it. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Yep.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, joelbarker.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.